This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 13th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Temperatures are pleasant across Israel today, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect day to be outside. In Haifa, the sun is shining warmly. Meanwhile, Eilat enjoys a mild breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that despite nearing a U.S.-Iran agreement, tensions persist as drones target Israel and Hormuz shipping earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reveals Iran has booby-trapped entrances and collapsed tunnels leading to its enriched uranium cache earlier this hour. Also this hour, Walla details Iran's efforts to seal access routes to its uranium stockpile, a move reported by CNN. Separately, Axios discusses how Trump's pending Iran deal presents challenges for Netanyahu, a stark contrast to their previous collaboration. And finally, I-24 News reports that the UAE has agreed to release billions of dollars to Iran, aiming to halt attacks from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Iris, the Eilat municipality spokesperson, posted just minutes ago. She clarified that recent gunfire sounds heard in Eilat were part of a routine naval exercise. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reports that migrants deported from the U.S., including an Iranian woman, have arrived in the Central African Republic. From X, the latest. The Times of Israel reported earlier today that Iran mined entrances to a nuclear site to deter potential raids. Let's go deeper. Starting with Ynet's report on the U.S.-Iran tensions. Despite diplomatic talks, drones targeted northern Israel earlier today. Interceptions occurred, and the U.S. noted disruptions in Hormuz shipping. These incidents highlight ongoing regional instability. Turning to Iran's uranium security measures. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran has increased measures to protect its uranium. This includes complex tunnel collapses and booby traps. The global community remains concerned over Iran's nuclear intentions. Meanwhile, Axios covers the political dilemma facing Netanyahu. As Trump's Iran deal nears, Netanyahu finds himself at odds with former ally Trump. This shift could redefine regional alliances and influence Israeli diplomacy. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News' report on the UAE's financial release to Iran. This move aims to ease tensions and prevent further aggression. It's a significant development that could impact regional economic ties. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports Israeli investors are joining SpaceX's IPO, eyeing growth in Starlink and Starship projects. Separately, Globes announces Elbit's strategic partnership with Anduril. They're vying for a U.S. Army howitzer tender, a notable collaboration in defense technology. And finally, CTech reveals Teva's search for a TAPI buyer has ended, leading to more job cuts at the Neo Tova facility. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.